们
再次向我们在座诸位主耶稣所引导的大家问安。
Once again, greetings to all the brothers and sisters who are guided by Christ.
这一节要跟大家分享的题目是好怜悯与神同行。
This session, I would like to share the topic to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Lord.
我们先来看两节经文。
Let's first look at two verses.
先翻开旧约圣经出埃及记三十四章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 34.
六节跟七节
Verses 6 and 7
第六节耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华耶、啊、主在他面前宣告说 主是有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实第七节为千万人存留慈爱赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶万不以有罪的为无罪必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三四代阿们这是大概3500年前神对摩西的自我宣告与自我启示
This is about 3500 years ago the Lord proclaimed to Moses and proclaimed about himself
我们人跟人见面的时候，有时候会交换名片。
When we meet someone, we will exchange cards.
这是天上的神第一次递出他的名片。
This is the first business card of our God in heaven.
这是神的自我介绍。
This is his self-introduction.
我们当中信主信了一段时间的。
And for those of us who believe for a while,
我们常常会听到一句话。
We often hear something.
也可能常常无意中会说到这一句话。
And maybe unintentionally we will say this.
就是愿主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
有没有常常听过
Do you hear this?
我不晓得在这边怎么样我们台湾常常会讲这一句。
In Taiwan we hear this a lot.
愿主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
那为什么我们信主信了一段时间的人常常会强调这一句话
Why is it that for a long time believers we say this a lot?
我们看到怜悯这两个字是不是在刚才那两节当中只是其中的一样而已
We see that mercy was only one of the two things mentioned in this verse.
神自我介绍我是有怜悯的
God says he introduced himself as merciful.
我还是有恩典的
He is gracious.
我不轻易发怒
He is long suffering.
我有丰盛的慈爱
He abounds in goodness.
我乐意赦免
And he is willing to forgive.
好，所以在以刚才那两节来看，怜悯只不过是其中一项。
So mercy is only one of the two.
那我们再想一想，我们会不会常常说
？Then let's reflect. Do we say this?
愿主慈爱。
May the Lord have long suffering.
愿主诚实。
May the Lord have truth.
有听过人家这样讲的吗？愿主诚实。
Do you hear people say, "May the Lord have truth"?
哦，愿主不轻易发怒。
May the Lord forgive.
哎。小弟这么一讲，有些人就会想
，and some members will reflect.
不用这样讲啊，主本来就是诚实的，主本来就是慈爱的啊。
You will say the Lord is the truth and He is gracious.
那既然这样子，为什么我们要讲说愿主怜悯？难道主本来不怜悯吗
？Then why do we need to say the Lord have mercy? Is the Lord not merciful?
大家有没有发觉这里面的问题所在
？Do you find out the problem?
可是这个问题非常的关键跟重要。
But this problem is very crucial.
我们常说愿主怜悯，不是因为主本来不怜悯。
We say may the Lord have mercy is not because the Lord is not merciful.
那是因为照着神所赐给我们人的本性与智慧。
But according to the nature and wisdom that God gave us.
我们本能性的知道。
Out of our nature.
在神众多的性质当中，我们特别需要主的怜悯。
We know that out of all the characteristics of God, we need mercy the most.
因为我们最先察觉到的是我们自己的过犯跟软弱。
Because we will realize our weaknesses and sins.
而这些过犯跟软弱，并不会因为我们一接受洗礼之后，就完全从我们的生命里面消失。
And these iniquities and weaknesses do not go away after our baptism.
我们再来看一节经文。
Let's look at another verse.
请看加拉太书六章第一节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。阿们。 这里所讲到的对象其实都是已经信主的人。
In verse 1 it talks to people who are believers.
来，我们想一想，我们可能是哪一种人？
What type of people are we?
这里提到主要有两种人。
There are two types.
一种是偶然被过犯所胜的，对不对？
The first one is the overtaken by trespass.
第二种人是你们属灵的人，负责把他挽回过来的人。
The second one is the ones that are spiritual that restore others.
那我想我们自己问自己的心，我是属于哪一种人？
So let's ask ourselves, what kind are we?
事实上，在我们信主之后，在不同的生命阶段里面，我们会同时扮演这两种人。
Actually, after we believe in Christ, we play the both of these roles.
属灵的人就从来不会犯错吗？
Are the ones that are spiritual never do they never sin?
只要一不犯错了，就不是属灵的人吗？
If you once you sin, are you not spiritual?
那这样子，我们第一个要除掉的就是使徒保罗、约翰还有彼得这些人，是不是？
Then first we need to get rid of Apostle Paul and Peter and John.
不对啊，加拉太书是给加拉太教会的弟兄姐妹的。
Galatians is addressed to the members.
所以我们在不同的信仰阶段，我们可能会变换，可能同时就在扮演这两种角色，既是属灵，又偶尔会被过犯所胜。就是这个样子。
So in our faith, we play both of these roles. We sin, and we sometimes we are spiritual.
当我们那个时候比较坚强的时候，我们要去挽回那些被过犯所胜的。
When we are strong, we have to restore those who have been overcome by trespass.
可是当我们有时候软弱了，我们被过犯胜过了，我们需要人的安慰来引导我们。
And when we are weak, we need others to comfort us.
所以我们不断的求主怜悯我们。
So we continue to ask the Lord to have mercy.
是因为我们知道我们是这样的人。
Because we know we are like this.
但是为何我们不直接求主忍耐我呢？
Then why, how come we don't ask the Lord to tolerate us?
有没有人在祷告的时候说，主啊，求你常常忍耐我，一直忍耐我。
Do people,
会不会做这样的祷告？
Do people pray and ask God to tolerate them?
我们常常说，主啊，求你赦免我，怜悯我，对不对？
We ask the Lord to forgive us.
有人祷告说，主啊，求你一直忍耐我，忍耐我。有这样祷告的吗？
Do people pray and ask God to continue to tolerate them?
好，现在大家都发觉了，从本能里面，我们知道怜悯比忍耐更重要。
So from our nature, we know that mercy is more important than tolerance.
简单讲一个结论，要真正的宽恕是必须以怜悯为基础的。
So put it simply, to truly forgive, it comes from mercy.
过去小弟在几间教会讲到过后
In the past, after I preached in different churches,
我记得有一种对话是说，传道，你今天分享得很好。
And people will say, Pastor, you gave a good sermon.
好，有时候我搞不清楚，因为我的话太多，会讲很多。
But I speak too much, so I'm confused.
所以我说，是哪一个部分啊？讲了这么多点，哪一个点很好啊？
So I'll ask them, which part is good?
我就是你讲说，有时候人讲出来的话比刀更利。会伤害到人。
The part where you said that people's words are can be very hurtful.
在好几次这样的对话之后，接下来怎么样呢？
So what's next?
有些人会很激动的开始讲到一些同龄或家人的软弱。
And some people will be very agitated and talk about the weaknesses of their brethren or their family.
提到自己被什么样的话语伤害过。
That they have been hurt by others' words.
提到这几十年当中，只是因为一两句话，到现在受的伤害还没有抚平。
That for decades they are still hurt by others.
然后接下来再跟小弟说。
And they will tell me.
说我是多么多么的遵守圣经的教训。
I obey the commandments in the Bible.
因为圣经里面很多地方都教我们要忍耐。
The Bible teaches us to tolerate.
所以多少年来，我是多么的忍耐。
So I've endured for so many years.
有些人又说，传道，我已经忍很久了。
And people say I've tolerated for too long.
但是我先跟你讲哦。
But I tell you.
如果有一天我忍不下去的时候。
If I cannot stand it anymore.
你不可以怪我。
Do not blame me.
因为我是个人，我是个软弱的人啊。
I'm only a human.
所以对于某一些同龄跟慕道友。
So for some brethren and truth seekers.
他们知道忍耐的道理。
They know the teachings of endurance.
你知道吗？当有人跟我讲话说，如果有一天我忍不下去的时候，我看到的好像不是一个人诶。
Some people say, if I cannot stand it anymore, I don't see this person.
今天早餐的时候，周传道跟我提到夏威夷的火山。
And during breakfast, Pastor Raymond shared with me about the volcanoes in Hawaii.
有时候在我前面的人看起来好像一座 火山，不晓得什么时候要爆发。
I see this person as a volcano. I don't know when it will erupt.
因为他跟我说，我遵守圣殿教训，我一直忍耐、忍耐、忍耐。万一有一天我忍耐不下去的时候，啪！是不是？
They will say that they keep the commandments in the Bible and continue to endure, but one day they may erupt.
让我们想一想，我们是不是对我们生命当中的某些人或事
？So let's reflect for some people and to some events.
也曾经这样。
We are the same.
或许我们现在脸上带着微笑，但是我们不愿意去想到那些人或事。
Even though we smile right now, but we don't want to remember the things.
看起来我灵修很好。
Seems that I'm very cultivated.
但其实我自己知道，我只要一想到某个人或想到某件事，我的情绪或心就开始波动起来。
But I know that when I remember someone or something, then I will be agitated.
一想到我就必须用忍耐来对付这些事情。
If I remember, I have to tolerate it.
我们为什么忍耐？
Why do we tolerate?
因为圣经教导我们忍耐是一种爱。
And because the Bible tells us it is a type of love.
所以圣经哥林多前书十三章讲到爱的真谛。
And First Corinthians chapter 13 it talks about the truth of love.
小弟念给大家听就好。
I will read it.
说爱是恒久忍耐，爱是凡事忍耐，对不对
？And love is long suffering and love endures.
爱是跟忍耐是有关系的。
Love has something to do with endurance.
甚至在加拉太书五章二十二节告诉我们圣灵果实的特性。
And when it talks about the fruit of the spirit,
所以我们要结出圣灵的果实。
We have to bear the fruit of the spirit.
还记得吗？圣灵果实当中有一样也提到了忍耐。
One of the fruit is long suffering.
所以忍耐不只是爱的一种，也是圣灵特质的一种。
It is not only a type of love, but it is a fruit of the spirit.
所以我们忍耐没有错。
It is not wrong to endure.
我们现在来看一节经文。
Let's also look at a verse.
请看以弗所书第四章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
第二节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。所以这里告诉我们要凡事忍耐，有没有这样的经文
？It says to have long suffering.
那注意哦，忍耐在这一节经文里面指的是针对人或事。
And long suffering towards people and events.
单纯的看经文
，If we look at this verse,
凡事对不对
？With all
对所有的事情。我们要忍耐。
With all things, we have to have long suffering.
好，我们再来看一节，再继续思考下去。
And let's look at another verse.
我们现在思考的是忍耐这个东西。
We think about long suffering.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第三章。
Let's look at Second Thessalonians.
三章五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，便学基督的忍耐。请大家看看这个忍耐之前有加上一个东西啦，所有格有没有
？And before patience, there is a subject.
要学什么样的忍耐
？What kind of patience?
基督的忍耐
，the patience of Christ.
所以忍耐到后来总结一句是基督那种忍耐。
So the conclusion of patience is the patience of Christ.
我们大家对基督都有一定的认识。
We know of Christ.
其实我们想一想，基督的忍耐是哪一种类型的忍耐
？What type of patience did the Christ have?
可能是对他传道过程当中产生劳累的忍耐。
Maybe patience towards the efforts that he had to put in.
可能是这当中路途艰辛。所需要的忍耐。
Maybe the journey was difficult. He had to have patience.
连睡觉的时候都没有枕头的地方的那种忍耐。
He had to have patience when he had no place to sleep.
可能是敌对者那一种不好的态度对他顶撞的忍耐，或试探态度的忍耐。
Patience toward his enemy that continued to test him.
好，我们现在再想一想哦，想一想我们跟身边的人的忍耐，跟基督的忍耐。可能差在哪里
？So what is the difference that in the patience that we have for others and the patience of Christ？
为什么有时候会有人说，如果有一天我忍耐不下去
？Why is it that people say that when I cannot stand it anymore？
请大家想象，基督的忍耐会是那种充满了愤恨的忍耐吗
is the patience of Christ, the patience filled with anger.
基督的忍耐是那一种充满了不满，可能随时会爆发的忍耐吗？
Is the patience of Christ filled with dissatisfaction and will erupt sometime?
小弟也无法想象基督的忍耐是这样子的。
I cannot imagine the patience of Christ to be like this.
也就是同样一个字。
It is the same word.
事实上我们体会的可能跟圣经里面真正在讲的内涵是不一样的。
Our experiences are different from those in the Bible.
我们的忍耐跟基督的忍耐常常不一样。
Our patience is different from the patience of Christ.
因为小弟看到太多的人他的忍耐
Because I see many people's patience.
充满了情绪
It's filled with emotions.
充满了不满
Filled with dissatisfaction.
充满了怨怼
Filled with hatred.
甚至充满了恨意
Filled with hatred.
这种充满了负面情绪的忍耐
This patience that is filled with negative emotions
你能想象这是圣灵的果实吗
Is it a fruit of the spirit?
所以圣灵充满之后如果我结束忍耐的果实是这种充满了愤恨情绪随时会爆发是这样子吗
After you are filled with the spirit and you bear the fruit of the spirit this patience is filled with anger and hatred
可是当小弟说到这里有些弟兄姐妹心中可能会想
and some brothers and sisters will think,
那传道你是要我们不要忍耐吗
so, Pastor, do you not want us to have patience?
不然你说的那种忍耐我们不懂也做不到
The patience that you talk about, we don't understand, we cannot do it.
我不是说不要忍耐
I'm not saying that you cannot be patient.
一开始我跟大家谈到了我们常常求神怜悯
And at first I talk about we ask the Lord for mercy.
因为照着神所赐给我们的本性我们本能的知道要得到神的宽恕与帮助。
According to the nature that God gave us, we know that we need the help and mercy of God.
我们要先求的是神的怜悯。
First, we ask for the mercy of God.
我们不会祷告求主多多忍耐我们。
We don't ask the Lord to have patience with us.
但是我们再想一想，我们真的做得很好吗？
But do we do a good job?
哦，不要检讨各位了，你们，我检讨我自己就好了。
I will just reflect on myself.
我赖昌义做得很好吗？
Brother Light is.
我每天生活24小时，真的完全照着主的旨意跟分布在思考说话的吗
？Do I do all things according to the will of God？
我的行为或许很不错，我的内心真的是这个样子吗
？Maybe I have good behavior, but is it the same in my heart？
我们来看路加福音九章四十一节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章四十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 41.
耶稣说啊，这又不信又悖谬的世代啊！我在你们这里忍耐你们要到几时呢将你的儿子带到这里来吧阿们所以主耶稣有没有忍耐过他身边的这些门徒
Did the Lord have patience with his disciples?
主耶稣也在忍耐我们
He is bearing with us
可能因为我的信心不足
Maybe because my lack of faith
我服事不力
Maybe I don't serve and do well.
有时候我心中甚至对某个人的感受还没办法完全的解怨跟化开。
In my heart, maybe I have some misunderstandings.
可能我应该要祷告这么久，我却疏懒于祷告。
Maybe I had to have long prayers, but I'm lazy.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我是说我，不是说你啊。
Brothers and sisters, I'm referring to myself.
所以我当传道站到这样子，有时候我有时候在想。主耶稣可能也对我很忍耐。
So as a pastor, I think the Lord has patience with me.
但是我不敢在祷告里面求主多多忍耐我。
But I dare not to ask God to have more patience with me.
因为我们知道单忍耐是不够的。
Because we know that patience is not enough.
我们潜意识当中明白，我的软弱不可能一下子完全改过来。
We understand that we cannot change our weaknesses in a moment.
我怕我的软弱如果一直持续下去
I'm afraid that if my weaknesses continue
万一主耶稣有一天忍耐不下去爆发出来的时候那我就完蛋了
If the Lord loses his patience then I'm in trouble
为什么因为雅各书二章告诉我们神的愤怒是可怕的
In James chapter 2 it tells us God's wrath is terrible
所以我怕人会忍耐不下去我也怕神有一天忍耐我忍耐不下去啊
And I'm afraid that God will lose his patience
所以我求主怜悯我。
That's why I ask the Lord to have mercy on me.
大家想一想，忍耐跟怜悯这当中的差别有没有渐渐出现呢
？So can you tell the differences between patience and mercy?
这关系到我们灵里面的选择哦。
It is concerning our decisions in our spirit.
我们请看马太福音第七章十二节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章十二节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 12
所以无论何事你们愿意人怎样待你们你们也要怎样待人因为这就是律法和先知的道理所以我们要人怎么样待我们我们先怎么待人
Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
那请大家想一想，这一节只讲人跟人之间的关系吗？
Is it only referring to interpersonal relationships?
这一节也在讲神跟我们之间的关系，你说是不是？
It is also addressing the relationship between us and God.
所以如果你希望将来神怎么对我，我现在就先怎么对人，对不对？
However you want God to treat you, you have to treat others.
那为什么我们对人都是充满了忍耐可是却求神怜悯我不要太过忍耐我
we,
那不是不公平吗
But we only have patience to others but we ask the Lord for mercy is this not fair
如果我希望神怜悯我这一节的道理就是说那我也要先去怜悯别人这样大家知道了吧
If we want God to have mercy on us we also have to have mercy on others
因为这也是讲神跟人之间的道理
Because this is also between us and God.
别人对我们做过的得罪
If someone wronged us.
我相信我们都曾经被人得罪过
I believe we all been wronged.
有时候甚至不是得罪我自己而是得罪过或伤害过我所爱的人
Maybe they did not hurt me, but they hurt the ones I love.
有时候我们人是这样啦伤害我我还可以原谅
And some people can forgive when they are hurt.
你伤害过我深爱的人我更无法原谅。
But if their loved ones are hurt, they cannot forgive.
所以有些人被骂没关系啊。
So sometimes it's okay to be yelled at.
但是要是骂到他父母，他就不跟你。
But if
you, 不会轻易放过你，你晓得吧
？If you bring their parents into the issue, then they cannot forgive you.
我们对别人的得罪跟伤害，我们认为正常的反应。
When we are wronged and our first reaction,
可能是生气
is to be angry.
但是我们基督徒更进一步的反应会是忍耐。
But a second reaction for a Christian is to have patience.
各位，你有没有做过这样的勉励
Are you encouraged?
当不管是同龄或其他人讲到他对某些事情那一种痛苦跟伤害的时候，你怎么勉励他的
？When someone shares about their pain, how do you encourage them?
忍耐。忍耐，多多忍耐，会不会这样勉励
？You encourage them to have more patience.
那小弟要告诉你，你很好心，但是你勉励错了。
Then I have to tell you, you have a good intention, but that's the wrong encouragement.
因为我们正常一般的人的反应是对这种事情要忍耐。
Natural reaction is to have patience.
可是圣经里面只要提到忍耐
，But when the Bible talks about patience,
从来不是叫我们最。对于别人的得罪跟伤害来忍耐
It's not to have patience when somebody wrongs you
圣经里面的忍耐更多讲的是圣工上的
And Bible talks about patience in holy work
一些遇到的劳苦
And the sufferings
生命当中的患难
And the tribulations of life
信仰当中的逆境
And difficulties in your faith
圣经中的忍耐从来不是讲别人对你的得罪跟伤害哦。好，我们现在继续要想下去
The Bible doesn't never talks about patience in that when somebody hurts you
好，我现在把你们当成都是电脑
And I pretend you are all computers
我当成你们圣经都已经读过一百遍了
And pretend that you've read the Bible for 100 times
你们回想一下四福音书当中只要讲到得罪
And when you areLook at the four gospel books.
特别是基督徒被得罪的时候
especially when Christians are hurt.
有没有提到过忍耐
Does it ever mention patience?
我们来看两段经文，再想一想提到的是什么。
Let's look at two passages and look at what it says.
我们请看马太福音十八章二十节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有我在他们中间二十一节
21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢到七次可以吗阿们这里有没有得罪这个字
It says to somebody sin against you
经文有没有提到忍耐
Did the Bible says to have patience
有吗 有哪种版本有提到忍耐的？
In which version does it say patience?
提到的是什么？
What does it say?
啊，饶恕。我们继续再来看另外一段经文。
It says forgiveness.
请看路加福音17:3-4。
Let's also look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17:3-4。
Luke 17 verses 3-4.
你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。第四节，倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。来，这里面得罪有没有提到要忍耐？
Once again, it says somebody sinned against you, does it say to have patience?
诶，那为什么我们都勉励别人要多多忍耐？
Then why do we encourage others to have more patience?
讲饶恕。
Forgiveness.
可是饶恕说的简单，做起来很难。
Forgiveness is easier said than done.
所以今天我们要探讨的是怎么样能够做到饶恕。这里面有个关键性的东西是其他已经解经才解得出来的。
So what is the key factor in forgiveness?
主耶稣的教导就是这么清楚。
The Lord Jesus' teachings is very simple.
对于别人的得罪跟伤害，忍耐从来不是正常的反应。
When somebody sinned against you, patience is not the correct attitude.
我们要做到的是饶恕。
We have to forgive.
为什么忍耐不是圣经里面得罪者应该有的正常反应呢？
Why is patience not the correct attitude to have when somebody sinned against you?
如果我们只会对别人的得罪反应出忍耐，
When somebody sinned against you, we can only have patience.
主耶稣讲了一句很重要的话，他说有人会一天得罪你70 times 7，这是什么意思？你有读出来吗？
And Lord said if somebody sinned against you 70 times 7。
我们常常说我们在什么样的条件之下才愿意饶恕。
Sometimes we will say under what conditions do I forgive。
不管是夫妻吵架，我们传道常常会处理这种事。
Fights between spouse
或者亲子之间的斗争，不要斗争这个太奇怪了，亲子之间的状况不好，
or conflicts between parents and children.
好，常常闹得不可开交啦，要传道去讲啦。
And they will fight and I had to get involved.
诶，我发觉每个人都知道饶恕的道理，没有一个基督徒不知道的。
There is no Christian that does not know the teachings of forgiveness.
可是我们常常会要先决条件。
But we have conditions.
要我饶恕可以。
It's okay, I can forgive.
他自己先要知道他错在哪里，有没有听过？
They have to know what they did wrong.
这还算不错的，蛮有仁慈的、啊。
And this is considered merciful.
另外一种说，要我饶恕他可以，他要改过。
There are people who say I can forgive them if they change.
有没有听过
？Have you heard this?
哎，如果有人伤害你、得罪你的，你要饶恕对方，你会不会设这种先决条件
？If someone sinned against you and offended you, do you make these rules?
主耶稣有讲这个吗
？Did the Lord say this?
主耶稣说，同一个人一天70次得罪你。你要听出言外之音。
The Lord says, if somebody sins against you 70 times 7,
这个人可能从来不知道他伤害到你了。
It implies that this person never knew that they've hurt you.
这个人他根本也不认为自己有错。
This person does not think that they did wrong.
他会做70 times 7一模一样的错误 mistake， 表示他根本无法改过，你了解吗？
They continue to make the same mistakes, meaning that they can never change.
他如果改得过来，不用70 times 7啊，七次你就抓狂了。
If they can change, then they don't need to make so many mistakes.
所以主耶稣告诉你说，正常的状况是对方不知道有错，也不承认有错，也不可能改过。
So when this person does not know that they've made a mistake and are not willing to change.
所以我们饶恕人是没不可以立先决条件的。
Our forgiveness cannot be conditional.
就算他烂到死，你一样唯一做的唯一反应叫做饶恕。
Even if they are the worst, the only reaction you have is to forgive.
那如果我们现在再谈回来哦，如果你的选择是忍耐的话，饶恕之前要先忍耐。
But before forgiveness, you choose to have patience.
你面对这个人只会越来越忍耐，会不会这样子？
You will just have only have more and more patience to someone.
对啊，为什么夫妻后来越闹越大？
Why do husband and wives continue to fight?
因为讲话习惯、生活习惯、观念都不会变嘛，越来越忍耐，越来越忍耐，是不是这样子？
Because their habits and their attitudes will never change.
为什么在教会同龄里面有些人后来都不相搭理，也不想打招呼啊？我没有说伯恩，我不知道伯恩的、啊、哈，伯恩没有。
Why is it that some church members do not say hi to each other?
就是因为对方彼此都不会改，不容易改变嘛。
Because neither party will change.
如果一开始选的就是忍耐
If you choose to have patience first,
你只会越来越需要忍耐，一直恶性循环下去，了解吗？
You will continue to have need of more patience.
那忍耐到最后会变成什么？圣经里面所写的。
Then in the end, the Bible says,
你的心中会，你忍耐的果实里面装的都是苦毒、怨恨。
Then your fruit of patience is filled with poison and hatred.
都是负面情绪。
Negative emotions.
所以才会爆发嘛。
Then it will explode.
还有有些人到最后会做一件事情，叫做求主伸冤。
There are people who will have a lot of patience and ask the Lord to avenge.
什么叫求主伸冤？
What does
that mean? 主啊，这种人我不处理了，交给你处理。
The Lord, I would not take actions, so please avenge me.
那我请教各位啊。
Then I will ask.
一旦你跪下来祷告的时候，说主啊，我把这个人交到你手上，让你处理的。你还会饶恕对方吗？
When you pray and ask God to take actions, will you forgive them?
诶，你会说，主啊，我饶恕他，所以我请你处置他。
Do you
会这样子吗？
I forgiven this person, but please punish them.
一旦你把他交给神处理了，那就表示说，主啊，我再也不原谅他了，这样知道吗？
If you just say, I give them to God, that means you will never forgive them.
可是当小弟讲到这里，你们圣经都读一百遍嘛，你马上会想到另外一段经文。
Pretend you've read the Bible for 100 times and you will think of another verse.
这个要解释清楚，我们来看罗马书12章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书12章19节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
19节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”二十节，所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。阿们。这节经文说：“宁可让步，听凭主怒。”有没有
？It says that vengeance is mine, I will repay.
我不晓得英文翻译是什么。后面说我必报应啊。
It says, "Do not avenge yourself, rather give place to wrath."
我问大家，报应以中文的意思来理解是好的还是不好的
？So this word repay is it good or bad?
不好吗？会说神用那个财富跟生命报应他吗
？Will you say God used life and inheritance to repay them?
告诉大家，这是翻译上的问题，这个翻译不太好。
This is not a good interpretation.
好，你看哦，说不要自己伸冤。听凭主怒，中文是这样写，对不对？
The Bible says, "Do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath."
再来，台湾神学院希望小弟去上神学院的希腊原文啊，我告诉大家，这个希腊原文这一句，
and,
听凭主怒不是这样翻译的耶。
And in when I was in theological school, I had to study the Greek, but this phrase, "Give place to wrath," is not
这里原文里面没有希腊的 kurios， 没有主这个字啊。
In the original text, the wrath is not talking about the wrath of
the Lord. 它原来是这个 anthropos， 是 Andrew 的原型，是人的意思啊。
This wrath is the wrath of man.
所以你看下面有小字说是天平人怒，这样知道吗
？And it is to give place to the wrath of man.
这里面完全没有扯到神。
It is not about the wrath of
God. 他的发怒讲的是人。
The wrath, it is
就是说，不管人家怎么对待你，他很生气，让他去生气吧。
Regardless of how others treat you, then let it be.
各位有一件事情啊，有时候我们被伤害、被得罪了，反而不是我们先生气，对方恶人先告状。有没有听过这件事情
？Sometimes when we are offended, it is the people who offend us get angry.
明明是他伤害我了，他比我更生气，他比我哇那个，我们台语有个“射柄抢强棍”吼。好像是我伤害他的，其实是他伤害我的啊。
And sometimes the people who offend us are the ones that are very angry.
经文是说，他就让他去吧，我们不要这样子，我们宁愿让步。
The Bible says to just give in.
因为神必这个报应这个字有两种翻译，原文里面它可以做报答，也可以做报应，这样理解吗
？And this.Where repay can also mean to reward.
好，那报应你想到的是不好的嘛
？So repay is something bad.
如果把它翻成报答，你觉得是好的还是不好的
？But if it says reward, is it good or bad?
这一段经文，我有一次 不晓得在什么场合问少年班的小朋友们。
If you ask this question to a group of youth,
我问的是他们二十节。
I asked them about verse 20.
我说，哎，经文提到说，你若做好人好事，就好像把炭火堆在对方的头上，这是什么意思？你们知道吗
？If you do good things to your enemy, then you will heap coals of fire on their head.
哇，感谢主，有些小朋友呆呆的，有些小朋友，哇，我知道。
Some of the children are raise their hand and say they know what it means.
你说说看什么意思
？So I said, try to answer it.
就是神生气，把炭火堆在他头上，把他烧死。
When God gets angry, he put coals on their head and burns them.
哇，我好像看到伊斯兰国的战士出现啊
！And I see some Islamic extremists.
这一段原本一段很美好的经文，完全往负面方面去解释了，你晓得吧
？It is a beautiful passage, but the interpretation is very negative.
哎，你能想象说，我一方面拿饭给你吃，拿水给你喝，然后到旁边跪着祷告，求主耶稣处置他，用火把他烧死，
so,
我才是最可怕的人呢
？So on one side you feed them and give them water, on the other side you pray and ask God to burn them. Then I'm the terrible one.
哎，所以这个人得罪我，我给他吃，给他喝，旁边祷告主耶稣，你处置他。
And,
那我才是最可怕的人呢。
Then if I feed them when they're hungry and I pray to God to ask God to burn them, then I'm the worst.
亲爱的同龄，这一段经文完全不是这么解释的。
That is not the correct interpretation.
这段经文如果这样解释，不应该放在新约里面，这违反使徒跟耶稣基督的教训，你懂吗
？It goes against the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of Jesus and disciples.
请问主耶稣在被钉死十字架之前是说，神啊，我把这些人交给你，让你来报应吗？是这样子祷告的吗
？Before the Lord was crucified, did he say that He will give these people into God's hands.
尸体反被石头打死的时候，是跪在那里说：“神啊，我给他们吃，给他们喝，求你来处置他们。”是这样子吗
？When Stephen was stoned, did he pray and ask God to take actions?
这是翻译上的错误。
It is the correct, incorrect interpretation.
会让人家误解。
It is confusing.
他的意思就是说。你饶恕他吧，不要在意他吧，神会报答你的这种反应的。
It is trying to say that forgive them and God will reward you.
神会纪念你的善，纪念你的饶恕，纪念你的怜悯，将来会在天国报答你的。
God will remember your mercy and your forgiveness and He will reward you in
heaven. 至于他怎么样，与你何干？有没有主耶稣常常讲这句话
？And whatever happens to them, it has nothing to do with you.
哦，不要，我以前听过的见证哦，哇，传道，我跟你做见证，你帮我感谢主。
And I've heard people testify to me and say, Pastor, thank God for me.
我说什么见证
？I said, what testimony?
哇，隔壁那个邻居对我多坏啊
！I said, I have a bad neighbors.
可是我都不跟他吵架。
I never fight with them.
我每天祷告求主处置他。
I pray to ask God to punish.
感谢主，传道他昨天出车祸啊
！Thank God that they've had a car accident yesterday.
主耶稣听我的祷告，哈利路亚
！The Lord listened to me, Hallelujah.
这是真耶稣教会的吗？
It is this true Jesus Church.
我说，哎呦，我求主怜悯你。
I said, May the Lord have mercy on you.
那觉得神听到他的祷告的公义显现啊，让对方出车祸啊。
He thought that God extended His justice and gave him a car accident.
你们觉得这样对吗
？Is this correct?
可是这罗马书十二章解释到会变成这样就完了。
If that's how you interpret Romans chapter 12, then you're in trouble.
不对
，It's wrong.
所以。饶恕之前绝对不是以忍耐做开始的，我们要做结论了。
So before forgiveness, it doesn't start with patience.
饶恕之前被得罪一定是饶恕，饶恕之前必须以怜悯做开始。你要做出一个决定。
When you are wrong and you forgive someone, before forgiveness, you have to choose to have mercy.
你第一次就要开始怜悯。
First time you have to have mercy.
即使我以前是忍耐，如果你今天圣灵开你的心，你必须。变化改成怜悯。
In the past, you may have patience, but today, if the Holy Spirit opens your heart, you have to have mercy.
小弟这样讲，有些人觉得很奇怪。
And some people will think this is strange.
那是因为我们对怜悯这个字了解的不够深刻与完整。
But that's because we do not have a good understanding of the word mercy.
再继续讲，我们求主怜悯我们，是因为我们很可怜吗
？When we ask the Lord to have mercy on us, is it because we're pitiful?
还是我很贫穷吗
？Or that we are very poor?
因为我们常常一讲到怜悯这个字，就会想到那些可怜人，想到那些贫穷人，是不是这样子
？We have mercy on the pitiful and the poor.
所以我们求主怜悯我，是因为我很可怜，我很贫穷吗
？But when we ask the Lord for mercy, is it because I'm pitiful and poor?
不是，是因为我们觉得我们软弱。
No, because we are weak.
我们可能做不出神对我们的期待。
We may not meet the expectations of God.
所以怜悯不是我们所想的，只对那些可怜人比不上我们的人
And mercy is not only given to those who are pitiful,
或是贫穷缺乏的人,
or those who are poor.
怜悯是要对所有的人。
Mercy is for all.
你现在要怜悯的这个对象，不管你心目中想到谁,
regardless of this person that you have mercy on,
这个得罪过你的人,
this person that offended
you, 他可能比你更富有。
They may be more wealthy than you.
他现在比你更健康。
Maybe they're healthier than you.
他比你有更多恩赐才能。
Maybe they're more gifted than you.
他甚至在社会跟教会里面都比你更有地位。 Maybe, 当然我们教会好像没有地位，也是有职分嘛。
Maybe in the society or in church they have a status.
我当传道有没有可能得罪你？
If I'm a pastor, will I sin against you?
有啊，得罪你，你还不敢讲啊。
Yes, I sin against you, but you dare not to speak up.
对不对？传道，你这一篇讲道已经得罪我很深了。Pastor, 可是等一下，你还是祷告完，默默走出去啊，对不对
？Pastor, you have sinned against me a lot for this sermon.
对啊，我当传道也可能得罪你，所以我现在先求你们饶恕跟怜悯小弟，好不好
？Yes, pastors will sin against you, so I will ask you for forgiveness and mercy first.
不管是什么样的恩赐、才能、身份，甚至比你更富有、更健康、更家庭美满
，Doesn't matter the status and health or their life.
我们可能觉得这种人哪需要我怜悯
？We feel that we don't need to have mercy on.
他那么强势
，They are so doing so well.
可是我告诉你，这才需要你怜悯。
But I'm telling you, this is when they need mercy.
因为他得罪你了
，Because they've sinned against.
因为他伤害过你
，They've hurt you.
请记住，无论是他故意还是不故意的
，Doesn't matter if they intended or not.
这不是圣经的重点
，That's not the point.
有时候我们会讲说，他因为不顾。不是故意得罪我的，我原谅他。可是他是故意的，我无法饶恕他。有没有这种讲法
？Sometimes we say that if they intentionally hurt me, then I cannot forgive them.
我告诉各位哦，圣经里面从来不去讲究，也没有叫你去分辨他是故意还是不故意的。
But Bible never talks about whether they intended or not.
所以斯提凡是随意被杀的吗
？Was Stephen Stone unintentionally？
啊，所以。耶稣基督是意外死亡的吗
？Did Jesus die of an accident？
不是啊。
No。
为什么对方会得罪你
？Why would someone sin against you？
就是因为他灵里面有软弱。
Because in the spirit they have weakness。
但大家有听出来了吗
？Do you？
为什么你的先生一直伤害你
？Why does your husband continue to hurt you？
为什么你的父母或儿女让你很伤心
？Why do your parents or children continue to make you
sad？ 为什么某一个在教会里面备受敬重的人？让你觉得无法接受他。
How come you cannot accept someone that is very respected in church?
这些都无关。
It doesn't matter.
因为他灵里有软弱。
In the spirit, they have a weakness.
所以他在某些方面因注意而不注意到。
So in some ways, they intentionally
or unintentionally. 或者因他的软弱，他伤害得罪过你了。
Because of their weakness, they've hurt you.
因为他有软弱，所以你要怜悯他。
Because they have a weakness, you have to have mercy.
因为我赖传道有软弱，所以你们要怜悯我，这样知道吗
？Because Pastor Lai has a weakness, you have to have mercy.
不可以，因为我是传道说，不是传道要怜悯我们，我们怎么怜悯传道？不对，你们要怜悯我。
You cannot say Pastor have mercy on us, but rather you have mercy on Pastor.
因为我会有软弱
，I have a weakness.
我可能会说错话
，I may say
我可能会做错事
，I may do something wrong.
所以软弱不是对那些贫穷可怜的比我们差的。
So we don't have mercy to those who are pitiful, who are doing worse than us.
我们要怜悯的常常是那些所有条件都比我们还要好的。
Many times you have to have mercy on those who are doing better than us.
我们来看以弗所书四章三十二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
三十二节。并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。阿们。各位有没有看到这里面讲到饶恕
？Again, it says forgiveness.
饶恕之前有提到忍耐吗
？Does it say patience before forgiveness?
因为一旦开始忍耐下去了，你选的这条路就不会再饶恕了。
Once you start to be patient, then you will not choose to forgive.
因为先决条件是对方根本永远不可能改，你要先有这个先决条件才可以。
But you need to first understand that they will never change.
可是饶恕之前讲到两个字，有没有看到
？But before forgiveness, there are two actions.
存什么的心
？What kind of heart?
怜悯的心，一定要记起来哦。
Tender-hearted.
你可以把整场讲道忘掉，你一定要记得这两个字。
You have to remember to be tender-hearted.
忍耐是灵修的基础。
Patience is the foundation of cultivation.
但是怜悯是灵修的升华。
But forgiveness is a transcendence in our cultivation.
我们要常常要把忍耐升华为怜悯。
Our patience has to be turned into forgiveness.
才能进到下一步的饶恕。
Our patience has to be turned into mercy, then we can forgive.
我们最后来看这个经节作为结束。
Let's read a verse as a conclusion.
请看弥迦书六章八节。
Let's read Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
旧约圣经弥迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
好，世人啊，主已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。阿们。大家希望神跟你同行吗？
Do you wish the Lord to walk with you?
啊，没有人点头啊，那个请周传道注意一下。
No one is nodding, so pastor, please take a look.
你希望神与你同行吗？
Do you want God to walk with you?
啊，对啊，我多希望神与我同行，不管我多烂，我希望神跟我同行啊。
No matter how bad I am, I want to walk with God.
诶，这里讲到说，要怎么样神才会跟我们同行？
But what is the criteria for God to walk with us?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。
We have to do justly, to love mercy, and to be humble.
诶，你们注意到，这里没有讲到忍耐。
Does it talk about patience?
小弟再讲一次，忍耐是需要的。
I say again, patience is necessary.
但是我们常常搞错忍耐的内涵是什么。
But we don't understand the content of patience.
如果你还是一直忍耐下去，
If you can only be patient,
我相信你以后还是会跟我在天国里面见面。
I believe you will meet me in heaven.
因为我们的道是忍耐的道嘛，启示录讲过嘛。
Because the way we walk is the way of patience.
可是因为你搞错忍耐的内涵，虽然将来我们在天国见面，你人生的路会走得很辛苦。
Though we will meet in heaven, but your journey will be very difficult.
我们有一句话说，物以类聚，不要用成语啊，同样种类的人比较容易聚在一起啊，人以群分啊，同样种类的人。
And we notice that people who are similar will attract each other.
对不对？我们大家都个性啊，什么比较相近，很容易在一起嘛。
People who are similar will get along.
神喜欢什么样，跟什么样的人在一起，跟他同行。
What kind of people does God like to walk with?
好怜悯，存谦卑的心。
The ones that love mercy and the ones that are humble.
因为知道自己也有软弱，所以能够时时谦卑。
Because we know that we are also weak, we can always be humble.
在人前谦卑，在神前谦卑，因为知道我有软弱。
Humble before man and humble before God because of our weakness.
因为知道在我眼前的任何一个人，无论他是什么身份，他都有软弱，所以我能够心存怜悯。
And we know that the people who are before us, regardless of their position, they have weaknesses, so we can have mercy.
他就是因为软弱才会这样子伤害我。
Because they have weaknesses, that's why they sin against me.
所以父啊，饶恕他们吧，他们所做的他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
所以亲爱的各位，
So, beloved,
要存怜悯的心才能够与神同行。
You have to have love mercy to walk with God.
这样才能够从里面释放自己。
Then you can have a release.
好，以上见证。
So this conclude my testimony.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing.
赞美诗402首。
402.
圣道路最美善，罪过不明了，为何忧愁失恋常将我环绕，主用各样方法炼我如清净，顺服信靠，我俯身恩道，圣道路最美善，圣道路最美好。
常依靠他，为他能引导神道路我罪。心头靠他，甜蜜且安好，灾害不能临到，平安无烦恼。我要永远靠主，他至圣至宝，最美善，神道路最美好，我愿常依靠他，为他能引导。
请坐
，Please be seated。
我们现在来做会后的祷告。
We'll make a concluding prayer。
请教传道，这个要到前面来接受按手吗？哦，不用了哈，我们下午可能再来做。神的道路
God's way，
希望在每一次的见证聚会当中，那一条神的道路会越来越明显。
I hope that through all the sermons and testimonies God's way becomes clear。
我们一起来走好不好？
Let's walk on it。
愿主与我们同行。
May the Lord walk with us。
如果刚才那一篇分享你有所感动，
If you are touched by the sharing earlier，
或许你该在等一下的祷告里面，
Maybe in the prayer，
把那一个你再也不愿意去想的人或事再拿出来，
And to remember the person or events that you don't want to remember，
不是为了在伤口上撒盐，
It's not to get hurt again，
而是你要把过去的忍耐跟愤恨升华为怜悯。
But your patience and hatred has to be turned into mercy.
因为那个人有软弱。
Because this person has a weakness.
他以为他知道，他真的不知道。
They may not know.
主啊，帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
怜悯他。
To have mercy.
饶恕他。
To forgive.
下一次见到他，他不要理我。
Next time when I see this person and they ignore me，
也我也会心中平静，对他说一声哈利路亚，你好吗
？I will still have peace in my heart and greet them with hallelujah。
这样神会与你同行。
Then God will walk with you。
我们一同跪下来感谢祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray。